You have to love that first reading. The lion will lie down with the lamb. And I heard one priest say, and the lamb won't get any sleep. We're now in the second Sunday of Advent, as I was saying. And remember that Advent means he comes. The difference in our religion from every other religion is that our God comes to us. It's a very important distinction. Isaiah prophesied to us hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus about the coming of the Messiah, Emmanuel, God among us. On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Jesse was the father of King David. Jesus was the great-great-grandson of David, of the line of King David, born almost 1,000 years after David. John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus at his baptism. So, who was John the Baptist? Well, John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John came ahead of Jesus to prepare the way for the Messiah. That was his role. John preached the repentance of sins. This is the message of Advent. We're not ready for Jesus if we've not first prepared the way for him, if we haven't repented of our sins. This coming Friday, we're all going to have a chance to do that. Friday, December 9th, next Friday at 7 p.m. here in the church, we're going to have a parish reconciliation service. Those who wish to repent of their sins and receive absolution of their sins may come that evening. We're going to have more than 10 priests here ready to hear your confessions in English or Spanish. However, a good confession requires you to examine your conscience. It does you no good to come into the confessional if you haven't done any examination or no repentance beforehand. Examining yourself for a moral perspective, and you've determined whether or not you need to repent, and you ask the Lord for forgiveness. I can't tell you how often people come in and, in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, silence. What would you like to do? He says, "Confess my sins." I said, "Well, that's normally what we do in here." Silence. And they're examining their conscience in that moment. That's not when you examine your conscience. You do it before you go inside, so that you're repenting when you get in that sacrament. John quoted Isaiah saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Have you ever driven down a country road, a paved road, and then turned off onto an unpaved road? Have you ever done that? You know how all of a sudden the road gets bumpy and rutted, and you have to kind of drive around the ruts, and you can't go straight and you can't go fast. So you have to slow down to navigate the road. If the road had been graded smooth, it'd be just fine. So before you confess, smooth the road. Makes it a lot easier. Know yourself before you walk in to make a good confession. Many of our parishioners, it appears to me, and have not been to confession in years. And I urge you, if that's the case, please go to confession. I only want that for your own good. Now, the church teaches us to go to the sacrament of confession at least one time a year. At least once a year. But that's a minimum. We should go more often. The once a year is a minimum. It's actually better to go as often as you begin to pick up on things that are going on in your life. You need to know yourself. If you haven't been going to confession for over a year, please, for your own good, stop going to Holy Communion if it's been more than a year. It's like missing Mass. Go to confession and then come back and get in the communion line. Examine your conscience. Repent and go to confession. That's what John is reminding us about. Make straight the path. Prepare the road. People ask me, Father, how often should we confess? And the truth is, this is a personal decision. Everybody makes their own mind up about that. Now, I try to go once a month. Sometimes it stretches out to once every 2 months. If it gets to 3 months that I haven't been to confession, I can't stand myself at that point. Priests know almost immediately if a person does not go to confession frequently. How do we know? It's obvious when a person does not know themselves well. People who go to confession frequently have a good handle on themselves. They know themselves well. And people who don't. It becomes obvious in the first 30 seconds of the conversation. They're not in the habit of personal examination. They may say things like, well, Father, I hadn't been to confession a long time, but I really don't have any sin. Oh? I haven't killed anyone. I haven't stolen anything. In truth, they're not looking very closely. I often recommend to these people that for a while they should go to confession every month. It's not a requirement. It's not a mandate. If they've been away for a long time, it's good to start going more frequently. Get back in the habit of that personal, close examination. People who confess frequently generally know themselves much better. Also, when you're going through times of difficulty or stress, really good idea to go to confession frequently. To prepare for Jesus' coming, John taught repentance. His baptism was not our baptism. His baptism was a sign of repentance. And in Advent, we prepare. We're not ready for Jesus to come yet. It's like you're going to get some guests in the house, and the house isn't yet in order. Good time to take a good look, get it cleaned up, and be ready for the coming of our Lord. John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.